Culture Shock.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right.
Welcome you to the episode number 16 for Shockwave's weekly podcast. All produced by Culture Shock Music. And the focus of this podcast is always about the new music, and especially reggae, and throughout the Caribbean diaspora. This week we're calling it The Cover Up, the stories behind the cover songs that are very popular in reggae music. We kicked it off with the great Al Green cover, Love and Happiness, from the great Puerto Rican reggae band called Cultura Profética, from their Grammy-nominated album, Sovelando. And I tell you, good stuff. And one of the greatest songs of our time. And we have another song similar to that later on in the program from a band called The Skints out of the UK. And they did one from back in that era as well. Song entitled Let's Stay Together. And another great one from Al Green. Two of his best, and in my opinion, two of the greatest songs probably produced in the last century. And one of my opinions, like, it's interesting with reggae and covers, because I'm so delved into reggae music, I learn about pop songs, especially new ones being done by reggae, and even some old songs that didn't know. And, you know, some of my favorites that come to mind are Missing You from Sanchez, Let It Flow from Singing Melody, and Want You Back was another one from Singing Melody. Those are just some of them, you know. And then there's ones that we'll talk a little bit more that are in the program today that were big songs for big artists, but were actually cover songs. In fact, we will go to one of those right now. But we like to focus, as we said, on new music. So a lot of them in today's program are going to be recently done covers of songs, or some of them are relative. They're not necessarily old, but they're not brand new. But there's some that really have, I'm still playing today in some of my mixes or wherever I may be. The first one is an original song from 1957. This song was covered like six times. Four in the doo-wop and R&B format, originally done in 1957 by the Rays and written by their label producers Bob Crew and Frank Slay. Then the Diamonds did it. Herman's Hermits did it in 1965. The last cover version was Cliff Richard in 1990. As far as non-reggae, the first reggae version was done in 1972 from Dennis Brown, one of his more popular songs. It's called Silhouette. And it also was a milestone in some regards in the career of UB40. Because UB40 somewhat broke up a couple years ago. And one of, you know, there was, it's basically some disagreement between Mickey and Ali Campbell, the brothers that basically front and run UB40 and have been a part of the band since the beginning. So Ali ended up leaving. He started doing a somewhat of a solo career, and then kind of got a couple of the other members. And so it's kind of like a new version. There's like two versions of UB40. Kind of reminds me of the Wailers, because there's a couple versions of the Wailers. But in this case, the first song that really came out that made an impact on the industry, especially in reggae, because UB40 is no stranger to doing covers, you know. Their Labor of Love albums have sold millions, and those are all old, old reggae songs. And some of those are actually covers of covers, like this one called Silhouette. Ali Campbell, Maestro, and some of the family from UB40, and their rendition. It's about a couple years old now, but it is Silhouette from Ali Campbell and the new UB40 on this week's edition of Culture Shock Radio's Shockwave. That's Mr. Leroy Sibbles, frontman and singer-songwriter for the great legendary Jamaican band called the Heptones. They've done a lot of covers in their time. One of their first big hits was a cover of Sea of Love, and They did. They basically did over the whole song. They did the track in reggae. Well, that's a brand new song. Me and Mrs. Jones, the Phonosonics featuring Leroy Sibbles. Phonosonics, a reggae ska rock steady band out of Canada, where Leroy Sibbles has and I think still spent some time in living in Canada. Originally done by and written by the great songwriting duo Gamble and Huff from 1972, and originally done, sang by Billy Paul. Another great American song. As we continue in this week's edition of Shockwave, Culture Shock Radio's weekly podcast, and it focuses on new music in the reggae and Caribbean diaspora. And this week we are calling it Cover Up, the stories behind the cover songs in reggae music, which is extremely popular. And sometimes I learn about pop music through reggae. And a lot of times the first version you ever hear of a song is the one that kind of sticks. And that happens a lot with me in reggae music. Here is one from they were originally a tribute band to Bob Marley. Called Catch a Fire out of New Zealand. They've got about 6 or 7 albums out now and have become one of the more successful, probably the most successful reggae band out of New Zealand. Not that there's a whole lot, but there's definitely a reggae scene down there. Spend a lot of time in the South Pacific. They've toured the U.S. a couple of times, doing quite well. They are doing a Dennis Brown song, but I do want to talk about a couple of these cover bands, tribute bands, like Bad Fish is one of the more popular ones today, doing the music of Sublime, who's not a straight reggae band, an American reggae band, punk rock, even ska. Also, a very popular one at one point in their career was Dread Zeppelin. They did reggae versions of Led Zeppelin songs, and the lead singer was a Elvis impersonator, at least in his garb and look. So kind of something interesting there. So this is this song's about 3 years old, but still very popular with me and some of my I play this song a lot because it's got that like American reggae rock sound, but it's a great traditional reggae song. It just works very well in certain dynamics when a certain crowd it kind of brings two crowds together, so to speak. Lance on your radio for this week's edition of Shockwave, courtesy of Culture Shock Music and the many things that we do here. I hope you enjoy.
You drive away. see that devil fit for the animal. Then you use the media demonize the garrison. So when you kill the animals, it coming like nothing. 100,000 youth a year at the weird school. Them even up 1,000 chaps to give the youth. Oh no, lucky said the people giving up the tool. They understand the eyes are treachery, the gift of you. Oh no, world vampire. No one fi see the youth them prosper. No one fi see the youth them suffer. Who no set a vampire? Who no world vampire? No one fi see the youth them prosper. No one fi see the youth them suffer. Who no set a vampire? Cause now when you are to fear the people, every day another fairy tale about heaven. You know, see the people, them are suffer upon earth. Them are pray for 400 years and that no work. Police killer you, the mother come to you bawling. You tell her about say a theme, time of God calling. I that the church and the state combine for you. Turn the people in a sheep, but the meat not inherit nothing. Oh, no world vampire. No one fi see the youth them prosper. No one fi see the youth them suffer. Uno said
Sounds of Mr. Vibes Cartel on this week's edition of Shockwave. It's called The Cover Up. The stories behind the cover songs in reggae music. Of course, the focus is always on the new music in the reggae and Caribbean diaspora. And this week we are featuring those cover songs, which is very popular in reggae music. Vampire, originally done in 1987 by Peter Tosh on his last album. Kind of like the title track. And relatively newer rendition from Mr. Vibes Cartel, and very talented artist himself. He's very versatile, and we gave that one the best Peter Tosh cover of 2020. Kind of came out in late 2020, so a song we're still playing. So it's still relatively new. We've got some interesting songs coming up. We've got a Led Zeppelin song from a reggae great. We've got an Alton Ellis. We've got Michigan and Smiley. Of course, we've got a mashup that was very popular with yours truly. Of course, there's always going to be a couple of Bob tunes, and people's renditions are very interesting. In this episode, it's no exception. We've got some Sean Paul. We've got some Steel Pulse. We've got Roots of Creation. Got Beanie Man. We've got a lot of music this week. This is going to be an extended version. We'll kick it off this next one from the great Burning Spear, done courtesy of Mr. Busy Signal. And let's recall some great men on this week's edition of Shockwave.
Recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Recall Bob Marley, who's been fighting for our rights. Recall Rodney Price, he's been fighting for our rights. Recall a Burning Spear. Recall Culture Joseph Phil. Recall Miss Lou Fitru. They've been fighting for our rights. Recall them. Recall them. Let's recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men
who's been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men who's been fighting for our rights. Recall Paul Bogle, recall Marcus Garvey, recall Nelson Mandela, who's been fighting for our rights. Recall Bustamante, recall Norman Manley, recall Oprah Winfrey, that lady been fighting for our rights. Let's recall some great men.
When it comes to musical thing, and love is all I bring. Come on, come pray me with lyrical sling like King David. And rhythm like this, we not play with. Lord. A long time on a DJ in a dance. A long time on a chant in a dance. Me come for nice up the yeah. Me come for nice up Jamaica. But watch a track. Dance off, sell off. Dance off to cough. Liquor, sell off. Georgie wine, sell off. People really see it and have to laugh. Oh, Lord. Promoter and his eyes, you have to laugh. Oh, them laugh. Cha la 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 la. Cha la 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 la. Born and grow in Jamaica. No matter where me go, me nah left ya. Me say me nah left Jamaica. Not at all. Me coulda never left Jamaica. In comes King Kabaka, lyrical champion. Watch me chop up the rhythm like a sword from Japan. So bright and for squint like a real Chinese man. Practitioner of yoga but not Indian. Lyrics them a weapon of mass destruction. Me up nuclear bomb like a American. Can't overstand like a Egyptian. Hieroglyphic when me shift it to the fifth dimension. Fi chat on the rhythm that a fit me religion. You get twist up and plot up like a Brazilian. Pile off your face with the mic in my hand. Then me sip a cup of tea like me come from England. A long time on a DJ in a dance. A long time on a chant in a dance. Me come for nice up the area. Me come for nice up Jamaica. But watch your check. Dance off the cup. Dance off.
It's a cover up. Kabaka Pyramid in his rendition of Michigan and Smiley's great traditional rhythm and song called Nice Up the Dance. On cover up this week's edition of Shockwave. And that is a big tune happening for Kabaka right now. Probably the only cover song he's done in his career so far as we keep it moving. This is a one of my favorites. This was one of those songs I learned about after it came out. This is a pop song by Ed Sheeran. Came out in 2014, and the interesting thing about this one is it's done by Marsville, who's out of Trinidad, is a soca artist, but this is a reggae rendition. I've never heard him do any reggae, but this is one of my tops at the moment. Still is. It's a couple years old. It's probably at least 3-4 years old, but I still play this all the time. The ladies love it. There's probably 5 or 6 other reggae versions. Pam Hall, Etana, who else is in there? Elaine. There was a lot of cover versions of this song. It's Thinking Out Loud, originally from Ed Sheeran. And the other part about this is Marsville breaks into another song at the end of this song. So we're going to let this one play on this week's edition of Shockwave. We're calling it Cover Up, the stories behind the cover songs in reggae music 2021. Hope you enjoy.
Marsville, you know.
Your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet. Well, your mouth still remember the taste of my love. Well, your eyes still smile from your cheeks. Darling, I will be loving you. Fallest heart.
gone and your memories fade. And the crowd don't remember your name. Wave my hands and play the strings the same way. I know you would love me the same. Cause honey, your soul can never grow. Oh, it's evergreen. Oh, and baby, your smile forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people
the sweet voice of Laura Mercy. featuring the Ganja R family out of España, and their rendition of Tide is High. Now, if you don't know about Tide is High, Tide is High, originally written by John Holt when he was with the Paragons in 1967. 1980, what's her name? Debbie Harry and Blondie did it over, making it a big hit in the U.S. And there is another rendition, a song that's actually been done over quite a bit, and one of the bigger original reggae songs that has been covered. Obviously, Eric Clapton did Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff. That is some of the bigger ones. Rolling Stones have done a couple of Half Pint songs. Sublime did quite a few. But, you know, they were considered more on the reggae side. These others more rock. And we're actually going to do an episode of rock musicians doing reggae and reggae covers. Interesting. Just waiting for a little bit more material, because a lot of it, we're going back to the 60s and 70s, but there's a couple of new things starting to surface from Eric Clapton. Ringo Starr has just done a new reggae song on his new album called Zoom In. So hopefully we'll get some more stuff to kind of keep it current, because we always like to keep it current, play the new stuff, what's happening, and watching those trends in reggae and Caribbean music. As we continue, this song was originally released in 2015. And this is another one of those songs that hit big in the pop world. And then reggae made a rendition, and that's how I found out about the original. And this rendition was one that caused some of the biggest stir. I never got so many calls about a song, a new reggae song, than I did for this one. It was Adele's Hello, done by, at the time, 14-year-old Rosie Delma. And Conqueror did this song. And Conqueror kind of became famous, made his name doing reggae covers. He would do a lot of pop songs, and finally landed a record deal, and had a relatively small hit recently, about a year ago, with Shaggy on a track called Banana. Anyway, this is their world famous rendition of Hello on this week's edition of Shockwave, courtesy of Culture Shock. My name is Lanso on your radio or whatever platform, but that's my original name in the business. And this is just this is one that will can always pop up somewhere at a reggae party.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say that I'm supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello. Between us and me.
typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope, yeah, I hope that you were.
That guy, a rendition of Alton Ellis's I'm Just a Guy, using the original rhythm. They put a couple songs, other songs on the rhythm for some juggling. This is definitely the best one.